Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focused on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So today we finish our discussion on retirement, and we talked about the concept of retiring now. We discussed on Tuesday designing your retirement, preparing your retirement on Wednesday and Thursday, both from a revenue and from an expense standpoint. Today, I want to talk about how you actually stay relevant in retirement. And so when we look at people that are of an advanced age and are still very relevant, one name that comes to mind is Warren Buffett. He's 84 years old. He's the second wealthiest person in the United States. And clearly, he's very, very sharp and very active in what he does every day. And so his way of doing it was not to retire at all. And as I suggested before, if you love what you're doing, then in a sense, you're already retired. And in the sense of Warren Buffett, I think that's exactly where he is. And I look at other situations. My father's one who's now 80 years old and still very engaged. He's not working to the same extent that he was years ago, but he's still active in a company and he still has a purpose every day. He gets up and he has something to do. So the question you have to ask yourself is, if you don't love the industry you're in, if that's not where your passion is, what is it that you want to accomplish in your life that you can't do while you're working? And so maybe that's what your retirement becomes devoted to. It's just another stage of life that allows you to focus on where your passion is and what you truly like to do or want to do. Or there's a cause or a charity or something that you'd really like to get behind that you feel like you could really drive. But the key is to, if you can stay relevant, you're respected by other people. If you can remain a student, that keeps you relevant. It keeps your brain engaged. And we talked a lot about that last week. But there are always ways to stay relevant. And I think you just have to figure out what that is for you. So I'd ask you today, look back at your life, look at where you are, look at where you'd like to go, and just identify what it is for you. Once you stop having to go to work every day, what is it that you really like to do? And I think that's really the key. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, I just ask that you subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals, and I would love to be that person for you if you'd give me the opportunity. And just do it by committing to joining me for a few minutes each day. It costs you nothing, and it can make a big difference in your life. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But in the meantime, I want you to think about what it is that you want to pursue at retirement and start to put the plans in place to make it happen now.